you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio. Hello and welcome to Casual Friday. I'm Holly Fry.
And I'm Tracy B. Wilson.
I told Tracy during one of our breaks while recording our Madame Blavatsky episode that there was a detail about her I was withholding for this, because it's not that important to her life story, but it's kind of gross. And fascinated me a little bit.
I kind of braced. I was like, what, gross, and exactly what sense are we talking about?
She allegedly smoked 100 cigarettes a day.
That's a lot.
That's how, like, many? 5 packs.
Wow.
Now, I will say this. I may have grown up in a household with an adult that smoked about that much.
Yeah.
It was yucky. Even when I was a smoker, which is a long time ago, I still found that yucky. because everything just gets covered in smoke and it all, like, the whole world has a yellow sheen on it.
Yeah.
But it just was fascinating to me. I was like, I don't know how someone who does that travels as much as she does, because you would think, like, her lung capacity would be diminished.
Well, and, like, when do you have time to eat?
Right? I mean, I picture her smoking while eating. And in fact, Olcott is said to have met her before that seance started on that farm in Vermont. They had had, like, a meal first, like, they served lunch first. Uh-huh. And he waited for her to go outside to smoke to go approach her and speak to her for the first time. And I'm like, I'm surprised she made it out the door. Like,
I know we're talking about like modern manufactured cigarettes versus whatever, like, something
right.
that was probably needing being rolled by hand. But, like, the people I have known that characterized themselves as chain smokers were smoking more like 3 packs a day. So 5 just seems like so many.
Yeah, I mean, that's like 4 cigarettes an hour, presuming you didn't sleep. So obviously she did sleep, so that means, like, probably that's more like 6 an hour.
It's a lot.
It is a lot, but I know she is so fascinating. I feel like I could see, there's a part of me that completely understands how her world unfurled.
Mm-hmm.
being that sort of clearly the part of her that I kind of identified with was the descriptions of her when she's younger, where it's like on the one hand, she's very stubborn and a little bit bratty and really saucy and talks back to everybody. But she also was like an academic achiever and, you know, bookish and nerdy.
Sure.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I understand all of this.
Yeah.
And then how someone like that would long for more than what the world offers them in terms of interestingness and starts to unfurl a long list of things that are probably untrue, some of which got backed up by her family enough, like it became family lore enough that I think she probably started believing it.
Yeah.
And then after that, like once you believe your own hype, yeah. The rest gets real blurry and you begin to make a world of your own design. Whether it's rooted in reality or not. Fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah. Anytime we have somebody that we talk about on the show whose focus we might find in like a new age bookstore today.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm always reminded of various people I have known in my life who at the time, like when I was in my 20s or you know, teens or whatever, I was like, wow, that person really has some kind of key to another mystical doorway. And then later I was like, did they though?
Right. Well, and it's interesting you mention that because there are plenty of modern historians and also just people who study religion and philosophy that will say, like, you can see how New Age was seeded. Like, these ideas, the more kind of watered down New Agey ideas
mm-hmm.
that are kind of rooted in Eastern religion or Eastern beliefs, but have gotten really, like, westernized in ways that don't really understand the actual
right.
basis of those beliefs. Like, a lot of people attribute that to Blavatsky.
Yeah.
They're like, she brought these ideas over in a way that was not really completely understanding them, not completely respecting them. I mean, as I said, she was so problematic about being like, I need to go to this place and learn about, you know, a higher sense of purpose and reality and the things that we cannot understand in our world from these people who clearly have the key. Oh, they don't have the key. They're stupid and they've been ruined in some way. I will move on to the next thing. Like, it's very problematic. And so you start to really realize that in some ways she was rewriting things to suit what she wanted them to be, not really taking them from the sources
right.
in a way that respected them for what they were. Oh, Madame Blavatsky. In your fringy, long, loose robes. Yeah, she's an interesting one.
We talked about Mother Shipton this week.
Yes, we did.
So I mentioned in the episode that I had told you that I was going to do this episode if I could find enough. And then I was surprised by how much I wound up finding. In addition to that, my process was basically to go through, bookmark a bunch of stuff, grab various papers, start going through it, and take a bunch of notes. And I had taken a bunch of notes that were based on that second edition of the first book that included Mother Shipton's whole biography,
mm-hmm.
not really realizing that it was like a second printing of something that had come earlier and having no concept at all that the earlier works than that had no reference to her biography in any way. And I realized relatively late in the game that all of my notes were in entirely the wrong order. And I was going to have to like go through and move literally every piece of it around to somewhere else to make it make any sense.
Woo! That's always fun. That's always a fun moment when you go, uh-oh, this is
yeah.
all.
Yeah. I was like, this is a mess. It's a mess.
But it worked out.
Yeah.
And was funny.
Thank you.
I love that it's just it's a funny topic inherently.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things that we did not mention that I was trying to figure out whether to mention, a lot of the stereotypical tropes that were used to signify witches are also used in like anti-Semitic caricature.
Yes, absolutely.
So there, like, there has been some discussion about, like, what the order of that is, and whether it's that these markers, these, like, physical markers on people's faces that were considered to be unnatural and wrong in some way, were used to create, like, caricatures of witches as well as caricatures of Jewish people, or whether one of them followed the other. And as far as I can find, it seems like these same tropes used on multiple different groups of people, not so much that one of them fed into another.
Right. It's more just like a shorthand way to convey otherness.
Yeah.
In a manner that is ugly and not to, like, the standards you yourself would identify.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a phrase in this outline that I did not comment on while we were talking because it would have taken us way off course, but there's this line that you wrote about the baby doing mischief, which is unseen hands pelted the neighbors with rotten apples and garbage. And I had this flashback. Okay, when I was a kid and the David Letterman show began, one, I didn't have a bedtime. Like, I just never did. My parents, everyone in my family has sleeping issues, and so my parents were never hardcore about it. But even when they did try to send me to bed, I would just, like, stay up late and, like, sneak to the back of the living room and watch David Letterman. But one of the great things that they did, or I thought it was great and it stuck with me forever, is when Chris Elliott used to appear on David Letterman in the early years as this sort of random character. But one of the lines he would say all the time, which has always stuck with me, was, "They pelted us with rocks and garbage." And so when I read this, I was like, it's Chris Elliott. Chris Elliott wrote this out loud. And that's all I could think of. They pelted us with rocks and garbage.
Yeah, that whole lengthy biography that he made up that just includes so much that's just fantastic and strange and clearly not a real thing. I don't know. It amused me to read it.
Well, we know that he loved poetry and gaming, so it makes sense that he would want to make some stuff up to maybe support the problems created by the other one.
Yeah. Yeah. It also was, it was more fun to me to read all of these. They were fun reading for me, and a lot of them, in spite of the, like, intense misogyny of one of them in particular, I had a good time reading them, which was a nice breath of fresh air, because when I got into the one that was about John Cleve Sims and the Hollow Earth, I was looking forward to reading, like, all of the weird documents of that, and I actually found specifically, like, the book that had detailed all of his theories to be fantastically boring. And I also did not realize getting into it that his son had lifted a bunch of the same text. So when I was reading his son's writing, I got into this part that was the same as the boring thing I had already read. And I was like, wait, am I making this up? Did I really read it all of this before? Or is it just so not captivating to me that I have invented the idea that I read it already?
Double-barreled boring.
Yeah, I don't know why it did not strike me nearly as delightful and interesting as I hoped that it would, but it did not. This one, on the other hand, did, so.
Thank you for your poetry and gaming problem.
Yes.
Mr. Head, you've made us giggle today.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all seven rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Rocket Mortgage, official partner of the NFL Draft.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility